Time for the Beats and Cassettes Whine About It Wednesday.
All right, so here's what happens on Wednesdays. We get all kinds of texts. You're allowed to whine about anything you want. We pick one of them, and this one is a good one.
Yes, we got a text from Robin. She wrote, I've been working at the same place for about 7 years. So far, three promotions I've been interested in have passed me by. Somebody less qualified always gets the job. Why don't I ever get the promotion? Good question, Robin.
Well, before we give our opinions, we want Montrealers to text us. Why have you not got a job before or promotion? What do you think Robin needs to do to get the promotion, especially if it's been passed by her three times?
Yeah, I don't know. Does it have anything to do with looks?
I don't know. Do you know Robin personally?
No, I don't. But I've heard that sometimes if you're too pretty, you don't get the job. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but I have a lot of gorgeous friends that have gone to interviews and they were pretty much told that they were too pretty.
I'm glad you said it and that I didn't say it because it sounds so much less harsh coming from a woman.
Yeah.
But there is an article that says, according to science, this is the woman most likely to get promoted. And there's four steps. And the first one says, be pretty, but not be that pretty.
See? But what does that even mean, though?
And for the record, those are not my words.
No, I know.
This is the scientist's words.
So you mean looking like the girl next door, maybe?
It says, again, I'm just reading this, okay? I don't want any complaints.
No, I know.
It says, it turns out while men are happy to hold a door open for a beauty, we are not all as keen to allow them to sit at a boardroom table.
Why? Because if you're beautiful, you don't have brains? I'm sorry, that is sad.
I don't know. Maybe distraction?
Maybe. And by the way, the comments from my friends, they were being interviewed by other women, not other men. So I think it goes both ways.
All right, someone just texted, I totally agree. It's like being pretty takes away your intelligence.
Yeah.
I find it very frustrating that in 2018, you're not allowed being smart and pretty.
Absolutely. And some of the most beautiful women I know are some of the smartest. So one doesn't have anything to do with the other for sure.
For the record, the scientific article said be pretty but not that pretty.
Well, if you show up to the interview with a short skirt, you may be very distracting.
There's three other things that could get you the promotion or the reason you're not getting the promotion. Okay, and they all kind of have to do with looks, which is sad. I'll have those three coming up next, okay, on the Sank Cassette.
Sometimes you just can't wait till the weekend.
Come on. Time for the Beats Sank Cassettes Whine About It Wednesday.
All right, Kat and Claudia, you want to recap Robin's text to us today?
Yes, so basically Robin has been working at the same place for 7 years, and she wants to be promoted, and three promotions have passed her by. Somebody less qualified than her always gets it, and she's just wondering, why am I not getting the promotion?
Somebody texted, made a good point, too, about there's always a younger employee willing to take a huge pay cut and less money to take that job.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's true, because sometimes when you want a promotion, you want more money. We're getting some text, and we're also getting, okay, so this is according to science, this is the woman most likely to get promoted. We mentioned, number one, be pretty but not that pretty.
Not that we're sure what that means exactly.
Number two, have brunette hair.
Oh.
Men see brunettes as better leaders.
Okay.
Again, I clarify.
Blondes are more fun and brunettes are more serious.
Yeah.
Because I'm a brunette. I think I'm kind of fun.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
whatever. Okay.
Number three, wear well-fitted clothes. Agree with the old adage, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have.
Okay.
Well-fitted clothes make others perceive us to be more successful.
Okay.
And number four, finally, according to science, not me, shop at Sephora. Because makeup makes women look more likable.
Okay, so first of all, be pretty but not too pretty, but do wear makeup and wear fitted clothes, right? It's kind of weird, no?
But this is according to science. They've done a lot of research.
Well, I don't know.
Christina's on the phone, too. What do you think? You actually summed it up well.
For women, it's jealousy, and for men, it's distracting.
Okay, so I'll play the part of the man. So we've got, let's say, like this really, really hot woman in the boardroom. I must admit, it would be too much of a distraction for me to take the whole meeting seriously if she's, like, over-the-top hot.
Right. And for me as a woman, you know, I wouldn't be that jealous, just a little bit.
Has this happened to you before, or how do you know all this?
Not myself, but I have a friend who's gorgeous, and she has been turned down, specifically told she's too pretty.
Well, are they even allowed to tell them that?
I don't think so, but I don't think they care either. Part of it is you have to go in as yourself, not dolled up with the makeup and then showing up looking different once you get the job.
Right. Excellent point. You are a very, very smart woman tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the Sank Cassette.
Have a good night.